are going to talk about breaking down and absorbing proteins. And when we think about a protein, it's really made up of a large chain of amino acids, and they can be, you know, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of amino acids long. So where do we begin the process? We start in the stomach with the enzyme pepsin. And if you remember, when we talk about protein digestion, most of the enzymes begin in an inactive form and have to be activated in some way, and this is really to prevent them digesting the actual wall of the digestive tract. So when pepsin has been converted to the active form, which is pepsin, so it's pepsinogen when it's inactive, converted to pepsin, it will start the process, and it will take a very large protein and it will start to break it up into something a little bit smaller, polypeptide, which are now, instead of being thousands of amino acids, might be hundreds of amino acids in length. This then continues as the food moves into the small intestine, and we're going to begin by using enzymes which come from the pancreas into the small intestine, and that is trypsin and chymotrypsin. And again, those are converted from trypsinogen and chymotrypsinogen into the active form. And they will take the polypeptides and they will split them up into slightly smaller fragments. So now you might have, 20 to 50 amino acids in length. And then you're going to continue on with the process. You're still in the small intestine, and you're going to continue on with another enzyme from the small intestine, which is carboxypeptidase, and also use an enzyme which is produced by the small intestine, a brush border enzyme called aminopeptidase. And these will take the 20 to 50, say, length chains of amino acids, and they will split them up into individual amino acids so they can be absorbed. And when we talk about how you absorb them, it's rather like absorbing carbohydrates in that they're absorbed into the intestinal cell using co-transport with sodium. So again, that is going to be a free ride for the amino acids, and then sodium is going to have to use energy because it's going to have to use the sodium-potassium pump to get out of the intestine, and then the amino acids can move across by diffusion into the bloodstream.